Welcome back to part two of Meeting Our Teenagers' Needs.
As well as using the love languages, which we looked at in part one, if we're going to connect emotionally with our teenagers, we've got to be able to communicate effectively with them.
When we do, it will help them to feel loved and supported.
I think as parents, the best way of managing all the issues that are coming up is communication. To be constantly talking to them, to be as well informed as possible. I certainly, if I see articles in magazines, I'm incredibly annoying, rather like my granny, and I cut them out and I leave them around the house as if to go, I know what's going on. You know, I'm not unaware. But I think for them to be able to come and talk to us, because I think it's really scary for them. I think the amount of different drugs that are out there and the pressure to take them, I think must be frightening for young people. So I think at least if they know that they can come to us and we won't judge them, we will accept them, we will love them, and we will listen to them and say, gosh, that must have been really scary.
However, communicating with a teenager is not always easy.
One mother described how difficult it is for us as parents to communicate well with our teenagers. She said, I don't know how to parent a teenager. I thought I was doing fairly well until Katie turned 16. Now, I wake up to discover that I'm stupid, not in touch with the real world, and trying to control her life. She went on, I feel totally frustrated and unappreciated by my daughter. Everything I say is wrong. I don't know how to talk to her anymore.
The answer for that mother, as for many of us, myself included, was that she needed to learn a new pattern of communicating with her teenager. I can identify with her because I felt my communication with our teenagers was often confrontational. It really did feel like we were clashing a lot. I had to make some adjustments so that our lines of communication flowed better.
Your children are moving into adulthood, and teenagers are going to have to learn to express their emotions in the way that adults do, i.e. to talk about it. I think the thing to do is to make it possible for them to talk about it by not being disapproving or by lecturing them or by criticising them for what it is they say, or even by being kind of heartily enthusiastic. So if they say, oh, you know, I feel I haven't got any friends, to say, oh, that's nonsense, of course you've got lots of friends. They feel they haven't got any friends. That's something to be talked about.
Recognising the different ways adults and teenagers communicate is so helpful. Tim Smith, author of the book Almost Cool, says, we need to speak their language. Your teenager is from another culture. If you don't believe me, look at their room. Foreign cultures frequently have a foreign language. If you want to communicate with a foreigner, you need to learn their language.
Let's look now at some of the differences. Many adults tend to communicate by using reason and logic and generally prefer to stick to one topic at a time. By contrast, teenagers tend to communicate more in a stream of consciousness, switching topics frequently. It's a bit like the way they channel hop on TV. They don't mind interrupting each other or changing the subject.
Another difference is that teenagers are not on a mission to sort things out, and they can communicate for hours without coming to any conclusions. Their world is pretty open-ended, whereas we often want to solve problems and to get results.
As adults, we can find ourselves wanting to turn every conversation into a teachable moment. And that's guaranteed to make our teenagers very nervous of talking with us at all.
Teenagers will only talk if they feel comfortable, relaxed and safe, which they won't feel if we're always lecturing or criticising them. If we interrogate our teenagers with phrases like, have you, what were you doing, aren't you, don't you realise, how many times do I have to tell you? It's not surprising that they go on the defensive, back off or just shut down.
Becoming heavy and intense or shouting at them is a big turn-off for teenagers.
I've learnt not to do the shouting, you know, the bellowing from the top of the stairs or wherever. I've learned not to do that because that just I lose them that way. I just lose their attention. They're not interested. They will just go into their rooms. They'll just sulk. They'll do whatever to get away from me.
It's very easy as a parent to be slightly accusatory.
Yeah,
you know, have you taken drugs? You know, children respond very badly to those sorts of things, whereas...
Well, I'll just say no.
What have they do?
I tend to kind of speak before I think. So if they have kind of... they are telling me something and I will just... they'll say something and I'll just like, oh, that's ridiculous. And then I've lost them and I'm having to really learn to kind of bite my tongue and not to say anything and just to listen.
Well, our question for you today is, how easy or difficult is it for you to communicate with your teenager or teenagers currently? We also have a worksheet for you to work through. Enjoy working through that. You can do it alone, you can do it with your partner, spouse, or with a group of parents who you've joined with to explore this course. See you tomorrow.